Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. Some of the songs by the band Serotones practically scream Motown, but the band isn't from Detroit. They're from Shreveport, Louisiana, and there they've put together a distinctive blend of classic soul and garage rock. They have a new album out called Power, and it brings Serotones to our studio. They're going to play some songs for us, beginning with this one called Over You. Nicely done. The band is Serotones here in our New York studio. The song's called Over You, and you'll find it on their new album called Power. Let me introduce you to the band. We'll start in the corner behind the drum kit. That's Jesse Gabriel. Playing the bass and doing some backing vocals is Adam Davis. On guitar, Travis Stewart. Tyran Coker playing our piano and his keyboard. And A.J. Haynes, lead vocals. You'll hear her playing guitar as well. AJ, to you and the boys, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, John. We're super stoked to be here.
So would it be fair to say that this new album has a slightly different sound from the first Serotones record?
Absolutely. I think any band that I'm excited about, I I want them to compel me and challenge me, and I think that I should demand that of ourselves, and mm-hmm. I think that's what we did.
You know, the first record, the first track on the first record, Choking on Your Spit, a great punky title, was like this kind of blast of, you know, energetic first wave punk, which I have to say, you know, seeing a woman of color singing that style of music was a really great thing. But
X-ray specs. Toes right, like polystyrene.
Yeah.
She was the queen, is the queen, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
But, you know, in the early days at CBGB's, you know, you didn't see a whole lot of that sort of thing. X-ray specs being a few years later.
Yeah.
But anyway, this record, you guys have cast a very wide net. It's a very ambitious sounding record. You know, there's elements of soul and gospel and rock and Motown and 60s girl group and doo-wop. And I mean, you know, there's little bits of all of those things.
Little sprinkle.
Yeah. So for you guys, what holds all of it together? Was this kind of just trying different things, throwing spaghetti on the wall to see what sticks? Or
no, there's this, where's that reference? There's Ian Svenonius has this book called, like, How to Start a Rock and Roll Band. Have you read that?
No.
Well, there's, not to digress, but like,
oh, please,
throwing spaghetti
digress
at the wall. You know.
That's an old expression.
Yeah, yeah, but Mary Wells became this, like, specter, and during a seance during the book, you should read this book, you'd love it. So
Mary Wells appears to him in a seance or something?
Yeah, there's a seance in the book, and it's basically like a guide to how you start a rock and roll band. And so as far as like the shift that happened, you know, with Get Gone, you know, the narrative was like definitely this kind of ecstatic, like, wah! And, you know, the kind of core narrative was like, how do we explore these myths of the occult and rock and roll, right? And like, how are they tied in with what we understand about our culture? And this record shifted to what's on my brain? What is my real experience, right?
Right.
And our experiences are dynamic and they're multifaceted. And to that degree, like, so should art mm-hmm. be. You know, I think art that I'm interested in, like I said, is challenging, is compelling, and is just very honest.
Mm-hmm.
Not to a degree of like sheer confession, but
right,
you know,
right,
doing it in an artful way, I think, is a real challenge.
Well, I mean, we heard just a few seconds of the title track of the album, Power, mm-hmm. and that is, you know, that's a big production. I mean, sonically, it's a big production, but it also seems to have a big idea behind it, mm-hmm. and that seems to be the case with a lot of the songs on this record.
Got a big old head. Yeah. I got a lot of stuff rattling up there.
Yeah. Well, there's also a lot going on around.
Absolutely.
You know, around all of us. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't expect an artist to ignore all of that. Although sometimes the reaction is to consciously ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And Over You seems to be just kind of a love song. Well, a breakup song.
Yeah.
But there is a kind of a political or a socio-political thread running through a lot of the songwriting on this record. Was that the intention going in?
I mean, I think that, you know, like as I said, talking about Kimberly Crenshaw and the idea of intersectionality, right, is that our lives, and especially, you know, in my life and my experiences, sit at the intersection of a lot of different things, right? And so why not integrate that into the art? I mean, I think that's the role of the artist, is to synthesize that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's the role of the artist to try to teach emotional intelligence, right? Like, this is the, I don't want to say platform, because I don't like the idea of a platform, because it's kind of preachy. But talking about my experiences hopefully shows people that their experiences matter and mm-hmm. that they deserve to be talked about. And just because it's something that we haven't heard before, that doesn't mean it doesn't need to exist.
Right. It's interesting. I like the way you sort of pulled back from the use of the word platform, because it strikes me that some of my favorite music that's about something, mm-hmm. whether it's political or some sort of social or cultural statement, you could listen to the song and not really mm-hmm. know that unless you were really kind of paying attention to, you know, the lyrics, or someone explained it to you or mm-hmm. something. And some of the songs on this record, for example, the one you're going to do next, if you look at the title, it seems like a kind of a funky little, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What is this song really about?
Well, first of all, I think we're meaning-making machines, right? So a song such as, like, Our Day Will Come, you know, that was 1963. You know, that song was a love song that became this unifying anthem. And so a lot of it depends on context,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Global warming's a real thing. Climate change is a real thing.
Right, but Gotta Get to Know You as a title sounds like another. I mean, I think there was a song by that title in the late 60s, early 70s that was, it was just what it said. You know, I want to get to know you.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, for me with Gotta Get to Know You, there's, you know, this instinctual, like, what do you do in a time of crisis? You know, you want to feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're sensory creatures and we want to feel good when things are not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? At a very basic level. And I don't know, I think just kind of subconsciously the element of fire and thinking about the world being set on fire, like, oh, Amazon and all that, these things that are happening in real time. It's part of our subconscious. If it's not, then I don't know what rock said someone who's not part of its subconscious is living under. But it, I mean, it's about dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And dancing as like a release, as a therapy, as like, I don't know what the hell else to do.
Well, and there's so much dance music around the world, dance traditions that were exactly that.
Absolutely. It's a reaction to, like, your environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this song, Gotta Get to Know You, it works on these kind of dual levels, I suppose. You can just take it for what it is, you know, and take the imagery at sort of face value, or you can kind of mine it for what's underneath. Well, why don't we hear the song? The band is Serotones. They're playing for us here in the studio today. Right now, a live performance of the song called Gotta Get to Know You.
Your lips are moving, but baby, can you move with me? Turn up, turn on, tune in, but baby, can you drop the beat? No more complications, it gives us some company. Take off all your coolin' if you wanna feel the heat. On my fire, I know what you're doing, don't you play games with me. I know what I'm doing, baby, don't mess with me. On my fire, I got to get to know you. Everybody's talking at the same time, headline, news side. Who could be, say,
who could be delivered?
Ain't no more complications, give me just what I need. Temperatures are rising, baby, gonna feel the heat.
Gotta Get to Know You. That's some classic fuzz tone there from the band Serotones. Live here in our studio, the song's on their latest album, their sophomore effort, which is called Power. Where did you learn to sing like that, AJ? Did you grow up singing in church?
I did. I grew up singing in church. My mother was also a singer.
What kind?
She sang a lot of like bossa nova, and like she was from the Philippines, and also sang like just like classic like ballad songs, and she loved Barbra Streisand. That was a thing.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think part of how you develop your voice depends on your environment, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, at the genesis of Serotones, we were like in a tiny room and like had a really, really crappy PA, and we're just really loud. So I had to figure out how to sing kind of in between and kind of be a ribbon of light and all this like narnar, you know, which is really awesome. It was so much fun. And then what's been really scary and vulnerable is having to like, oh man, what is it if my voice is like here and like,
yeah.
Like, what does it sound like if it's up close and intimate and, you know, I'm not necessarily hitting a back wall as I came up doing
right
in church. Yeah.
Although, you know, hitting that back wall is helpful when you've got strings and horns in addition to the band, you know, as on the
and
title track.
And accompany the fuzz. Gotta get gnar.
Gotta get through the fuzz, right. The band name, Serotones, I mean, is that a reference to serotonin?
You know what's funny is that it's not, like... But I'm glad that people make that association.
Like, well, you know, that is the happy, that's
right?
The happy protein or whatever it is up in the brain there.
Science. It actually came from, so in my mind, it originally started with C-E-R-A, cera, which is Spanish for wax. And I like the idea of like the mother wax for records.
Oh, yeah.
Like this
kind
of idea of like, you're looking to the past, you're looking at like what your lineage is and, you know, the divine feminine. And the guys were like, no one's going to know how to say that if you spell it with a C. And they were so right. So we changed the C to S, and S looks good symmetry wise, you know, so tones is classic.
Right. Absolutely.
And people are like, serotonin. I'm like, you know what? If that's what sparks off in your brain, sweet.
Yeah. It's a Talking Heads kind of thing, right? It's not the Serotones. It's just Serotones.
Just Serotones.
Yeah.
Tell me where I want to be. Pick me up.
Well, there's a lot classic about this band, not just the tones at the end of the name, but the kind of the way you put songs together, the way you orchestrate them, the fuzz boxes and all that kind of stuff. What kind of music did you initially all bond over?
Well, we all met at like DIY shows and house shows and punk venues in Shreveport.
Hmm.
Adam used to be in a band called Sunday Mass Murder. He was the orchestrator of that. It was super fun, if that gives you any idea. And Jesse played in this band called The Noids. And so, like, I would go to shows and hang out, and we'd, you know, do what you do when you're an adolescent. Like, then you'd get drunk and then go hang out and listen to Miles Davis. So, I mean, it's right. It's like...
So the mental image I have is teenage AJ says to Mom, I'm going to go see Sunday Mass Murder.
Yeah.
And Mom is like, yeah, cool.
With it. Yeah. They were like, you're safe. You know, like, the community in Shreveport is, I think, really something special. You know, it's... We're a small city, and... It's very insular, and like for me, like meeting everyone, part of that scene was like being home in a lot of ways, because it was the closest thing that I could find to like church.
Hmm.
But I didn't get talked at crazy from a pulpit, so that was real nice.
Yeah. You know, community is a wonderful thing, but not everybody in a community feels the same way about all the issues. And you have been for a while working as a counselor at one of the last remaining abortion clinics in the state of Louisiana. So that's got to be intense.
Yes, and absolutely worthwhile.
But, you know, as we've seen over the years, there have been people who, those centers, those clinics have become targets. And, and I don't mean just like targets for verbal abuse.
No, Security is definitely something that we invest a lot of time and energy into. Actually, the year, I think Dr. Tiller was shot. So Dr. Tiller was an abortion care provider from Wichita, Kansas. He was shot in 2009, I think. I started working as a counselor at Hope Medical Group in 2008. So just... knowing that at any point in time, because I know that it's important to provide healthcare to people, right? And to help people through a difficult situation, mm-hmm. right? Regardless of whatever it is, you know, that I'm a target. That's terrifying, compounded by a lot of other terrifying things that make me a target. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to just accept that, like, I'm here to do what I'm here to do, and whatever happens, I have no control over, you know, right. to a degree. But what am I going to do with my time here?
Well, obviously helping out to the best of your ability is mm-hmm. one thing you're going to do, and the other thing is talk about it in song. And mm-hmm. and this next song, Crossfire, although I didn't make the connection till I just said the name Crossfire right now, mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of goes directly to what you were just talking about, right?
Absolutely. Like, every day that I walk into Hope, you know, actually, so Hope was established in 1980, and there used to be windows in the building, but we can't have windows because people, extremists, what we call terrorists, mm-hmm. let's use the real word mm-hmm. and call them by their name, would shoot out the windows. And so we can't have windows, unfortunately.
Wow.
And it's that kind of tension that does wear on abortion care providers, right? Our safety is on the line.
Right. And you're in this bunker and you can't see the sun because yeah. there are no windows.
But the people that I get to meet, and, like, you know, as a counselor, my role is to help patients hear their own stories, right? I'm not there to persuade. I'm there to educate about sex, because we don't have comprehensive sex education, right? And I'm there to help them listen to themselves. And I think it's that moment that it doesn't matter if there aren't windows. Like, I'm needed here. Yeah. We're needed here. So let's do what needs to be done.
All right. So this song, Crossfire, is, for much of its length, it's a ballad. Mm-hmm. It's, or maybe even a lament would be a better word.
I'd say, you know, I visualize the song as, like, when you're at the end of the day and you've reached your person, you know, and you're in the kitchen and all the dishes are put away and you just made it home. Mm. You know, we have to celebrate that. We have to celebrate being safe with the people that we love.
So it's a respite, basically.
Yeah, you're just tired and you're home with your person and you dance in the kitchen. And I wouldn't say it's a lament as much as it is just like a sigh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nicely said.
Thank you.
Let's hear the song. The band is Serotones. The album is called Power, and this song is on it. It's called Crossfire, live.
Mother, I've had enough. Try to recover, but don't know who to blame. I wonder how one can sleep. Don't know who to trust. When I saw the flash of light, save a little loving at the end of the day. I'll be strong for you in a song. Just hold on to me. lover. I'm trying to be kind, but my dreams are paper thin and floating in the air.
The song is called Crossfire, live performance in our studio from the band Serotones. AJ, I think I got a hit of serotonin at the end of that song.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I know it has, as you said, nothing to do with the actual name of the band. But
as long as it sparks your joy, yes. You know, keep it or whatever. Who said that? Was that lady? Never mind.
Oh, yeah, the one with
Does it spark joy?
Marie Kondo?
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah, keep it, right.
Keep it.
If it sparks joy, you keep it. And this seems, as much as you may be wrestling with big and very often dark ideas, this seems like an album that's pretty hopeful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we can dance our way through anything, can't we?
Most things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you guys are off to Europe, right? Now,
we do later in November, December.
Yeah. Have you been to Europe yet?
We have. I'm so excited to go back.
And is the reaction similar? I mean, do American audiences just get this music in a different way from Europeans?
Honestly, you know, Curtis Mayfield, people are people, right? Everywhere. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, I think culturally, people appreciate music in different ways, right? So whereas some places are more cerebral and they're just like really intently listening, and some people are like, blah, just dancing, you know? But I feel like the energy in every room is worthwhile, and yeah. I think that's what's most important.
Power is the name of the new record by the band Serotones. They've been playing for us live. Thank you all for coming in. This has sounded great. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. This is Soundcheck.
Maybe I'm selfish if I never come home.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.